So the MRC Pontiac has 18 municipalities. A lot of them are fairly small, under 500, even in some cases under 200 residents. So is there, I know amalgamation has been tossed around quite a bit over the last years and stuff like that. So I was wondering if you see a place for amalgamation of municipalities or maybe also shared services, like some already share fire departments or director general. So what do you see as far as improving efficiency in that way?
Yeah, we did a study, and we did had conversations with the population 10 years ago, 11 years ago, about that subject. But I think realistically, going forward, if there were new talks, it should come from the people. They know with the study we did possible savings and new directions, but it's their choice. At the end of the day. So I think going forward, it should come from the grassroots, not from the politicians down.
You mean citizens themselves rather than the municipal councils?
Okay. Citizens, yes.
And as far as the PPJ and ATVs and snowmobiling tourism was talked about quite a bit, do you see any other tourism industries that could be tapped into in the Pontiac region?
Well, another one is dog sleds. It's being exploited near Danforth Lake and also in Bristol dry land racing, which is a great initiative. That's a winter activity. But the whole concept of snowmobiles, it's good for small business, and I think we need to maybe help them as much as we can going forward, because volunteers are getting tired and clubs are getting smaller and smaller, and it's getting more and more expensive to operate. So anytime we can come out of our bubble to help our citizens, I think we should investigate at least time into it to see what we can do.
And as far as there's some talk about Bill 96 there and the language usage and the fact that Pontiac is a bilingual area, I'm not sure about your time on council, but the last 4 years or so, or quite a bit, the majority of the language during the meetings has been almost entirely English. So do you see any ways to improve the use of French among the council or I guess be more accommodating to some of the unilingual francophones in the area?
I think we have to do more. I've improved over the years. I took a stroke in 2000 and I lost the way to speak in English or French, so I'm still rebuilding my skills. But yes, every citizen should be served in the language of their choice. So we do, as a community, need to do more. Maybe dual comments in the meeting. I don't know if that's too much or not enough, but at least whenever people, unilingual francophones or anglophones, need to be served properly.